I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Thursday is our day to look at the world of sports, and the world is indeed looking at sports this week by way of the Olympics in Beijing. But what are the prospects for American athletes? Here to help us with that is New York Times sports columnist Bill Roten. Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know what? Here's my question to you about the Olympics. You know, we know that Yao Ming carried the Olympic torch through the gates of the Forbidden City. We know that Michael Phelps, Allyson Felix are some big stars that we are hoping for things from them. We're hoping for things from the USA men's basketball team. Here's my question. Is America really interested in the Olympics? Are people going to watch?
Well, there's always, and just as a caveat, I mean, the Olympics are always sort of my favorite sporting event because I do think it's, you know, you've got people who've just trained for this one moment for 4 years. So that's great. But, you know, having covered about four or five of them, you know, sometimes you're over there and you're like, is anybody reading this stuff? You know,
yeah.
But there are people who really like it. But I think, Tony, to be honest, I think that what it kind of boils down for a lot of people is the basketball team going to win the gold medal? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I think that there are people who really enjoy, just like it's sort of a niche market. There are people who like the Winter Olympics. But largely, I think a lot of people who couldn't tell, you know, Olympic torch from, you know, a fire extinguisher are waiting to find out. Can we wrest the gold medal back in basketball?
Why do you think that is? I remember watching the Olympics growing up, as a young man. I mean, it was a big, big deal. You wanted to watch all of it. That's how you learned about other sports that you didn't even know anything about, was through watching the Olympics. But it seems of late that it's lost some of that. I don't know if it's because of the doping scandals and Marion Jones and others. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that our interest has changed?
That's a great question, too. But I think it's what's happened in entertainment in general is that there's just so much on our palate. I mean, there's so much to choose from and to watch. You know, when we were kids, back in the, you know, 00s, this was pretty much it. You know, you'd wait and you'd watch and, you know, I remember my dad taking me out to watch Wilma Rudolph. I mean, not in her prime, but later on, you know. But, I mean, this stuff was just very, very, very exciting. But today, man, there's just so, so much. I mean, there you got the X Games and this. So I think that I think that the idea of a lot of innocence being lost, the doping scandal, I think, put a real serious dent in Olympic competition. I mean, as we speak, you know, they're still throwing people out of the game.
That's true.
So, you know, so yeah, I think that all those things there's been a confluence of just, you know, just a cynicism, I think.
So will Michael Phelps be the person who emerges as the American with the greatest number of gold medals and, you know, sort of the Mark Spitz of the new millennium?
Well, you know, they were kind of hyping that last time too, and don't be surprised. I mean, I think that from our standpoint, Army in the United States and marketing, people would love to say, well, who's the American who's going to kind of put us on the marketing tip? And I think that that's part of the problem too, Tony, is that we want Michael Phelps to win because it's marketing, where you've got a lot of Chinese swimmers, man, who are just waiting to ambush Phelps. So on paper it looks kind of good, but who knows? Allyson Felix may be the American who emerges as sort of the star and the salvation of our hopes over there.
Well, the race with Tyson Gay and, God, I'm blocking on the name of the other runner, who's the fastest man in the world at the moment, that ought to be pretty interesting.
You know, I always love, to me, there are two parts of the Olympic competition. A, the opening ceremonies and the 100-meter and the 200-meter dash and men's and women. That, to me, that's the Olympics. And I think that's going to be fascinating. It's just going to be fascinating. And there's always someone who comes out of the blue. And I don't think it'll be someone from China, but you just can't tell. They've been waiting for this for a long time, Tony. It's kind of what we did to the world in 1984, when we just ambushed everybody. So I think I think the competition is going to be phenomenal.
I can't let you get away from here, Bill Roten, without talking about guess who? Brett Favre. He's coming to your town. He's coming to your town in the Meadowlands.
I couldn't make this up.
That is the wildest story.
Oh, this is just wonderful drama, and the fact that now he lands on Broadway. Oh, come on. I mean, this is probably going to carry us through December. You know, just hope he doesn't get hurt. Then all of a sudden it's dun, 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 dun. You know.
Well, you know, it may be better. There may be better stories, to be honest with you, Bill. Better stories written in the Post and the Times and in all the papers in New York than the play of the New York Jets on the field with him as quarterback. You know that's possible.
Absolutely. But I think the one thing that he and the Jets have going for them is that he's now, there's nothing like a superstar who feels doubted and betrayed and has something to prove. And he's got all that. And, you know, Favre loves drama. And he's come to the right place, brother. If you like drama, you're in the right place.
You're right. But after all, it is still the New York Jets. It's not the Green Bay Packers. The receivers are the New York Jets receivers. It's going to be interesting to see. Bill Roden, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll do it again next week.
Tony, the pleasure's mine. Take care.
William C. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete. He joined us from the Charlie Esposito Studios on Martha's Vineyard.